Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's August 4th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Starting off our news today, happening in the UK, yes, we're going to focus on London's police forces. Because they're about to get fitted with CCTV cameras. At least the police vans are. Now, 20,000 officers are already in the process of receiving those body-worn cameras, but soon you're going to see those vans equipped with CCTV too. Now, with having those CCTV cameras in the vans, as soon as the ignition is switched on, they start recording. And it can go up to 22 days of recording without the data then being overwritten. Now, of course, if you're needing that footage for a trial or something or other for evidence, all that footage can actually be downloaded and stored off-site. London Police Force says they're hoping the equipment will not only act as a preemptive measure to discourage wayward police behavior, but it'll also help those officers prove their case if they ever feel they've been incorrectly accused of something. Nokia got a little bit richer over the last 24 hours. They have sold Here Maps. They've been acquired by actually European car makers, that being Audi, BMW, and Mercedes-Benz, for over $3 billion. Now, there had been some rumors previously to this that Microsoft and Uber were actually interested in the maps, but the three giant car companies have ensured that, yes, that will not be possible now. Yes, the $3 billion payment to Nokia will also help pay for its $16.6 billion acquisition of Alcatel. That looks like to be their way of trying to get back into the smartphone business maybe sometime next year. Moving on to a little bit of Apple news today, we've got some leaked photos. Yeah, September, we know, is just right around the corner, and we're probably going to be seeing a lot more iPhone 6 and 6 Plus parts coming our way. But those main components, as in the actual casing, have now started to leak online. Now, the components actually look to be slightly different from the corresponding iPhone 6 components. And also interesting, with the leaks that we've seen coming out yesterday, the phone appears to look thicker. Uh-oh. Although not really a whole lot thicker, it's actually 7.1 millimeters thick compared to the iPhone that's out right now, that's 6.9 millimeters thick. It's still thicker though. Other things we've seen that appears to be being stuck in the new iPhone will be 2 gigabytes of RAM, a 12 megapixel camera, and a new speedy A9 processor. And it looks to be that we'll have a more durable aluminum body, particularly on those 6 Plus models, making Bengate a thing of the past. We'll see. I'm sure we'll still see YouTube videos of people going, "Yeah, I can break it." Staying on Apple Rumorland news, looks like Apple employees are trying out a new beta test service that we all could be experiencing soon that's allowing Siri to answer your missed calls, but also on top of that, give Siri the ability to record and transcribe those messages for users to read as a text later. Sounds interesting, actually. Of course, those messages would be sent to users via iCloud. That's kind of scary. Thus letting you to completely skip the need to check your voicemail. From what we're hearing, the iCloud voicemail service could relay information regarding where a user is and even specifics as to why they can't pick up the phone. Ooh, Siri's starting to become more aware, isn't she? Maybe Siri is Skynet, who knows? The only thing I'm worried about is all the messages will be in iCloud. Wonder how many messages we won't be getting. So, Amazon Prime members, have you kind of enjoyed sharing around your Prime membership? Well, that's gonna change. Amazon has now changed the way customers can actually share their Amazon Prime membership. You might remember before you could actually share your free 2-day shipping with up to 4 people. But Amazon said no more. In the new policy, Prime customers can now just add one other adult to the account. Oh, and by the way, that other adult, yeah, you better be pretty cool in your relationship with him or her, because that person's gonna have access to your credit or debit card. So I guess if you and, say, 3 of your close friends were sharing that $99 Amazon Prime annual fee, yep, your fun has come to an end. Sorry. And finally, we are going to head over to India. Oh my goodness gracious. Yeah, I guess if you're one of those naughty people out there, you look for those sexual sites on the internet, better known as porn, you're going to be out of luck if you're in India today, because the Indian government has blocked more than 800 pornographic sites. India's communication ministry reports that ISPs have been asked to block websites that were, quote, found to be spreading antisocial activities. According to reports also coming from Reuters, the Communication Ministry spokesman says that free and open access to porn websites has been brought under check, and we don't want them to become a social nuisance. Of course, it's no surprise waking up to India this morning, there's been a lot of outrage from Indian social media users and even from legal experts, saying that since India has sought to tighten its control over the internet, it's raising major concerns over free speech. So yeah, if you're checking out this podcast in India right now and you're walking around the street and you're not seeing a whole lot of smiles on people's faces, now you know why. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to the website at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out this show and other great shows. Mac Show, Big Show, Gamer Show, Pocket Show, Guitar Show. We got them all over there. britishtechnetwork.com. Check them all out. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And as just a little reminder, of course, if you enjoy what we do here at the BTN Network, your support is always greatly appreciated. Simplest thing to do is head on over to britishtechnetwork.com and click the Support Us tab. It'll tell you all that you can do to help out the network. It's not all just about money. There are actually 8 things you can do over there to help BTN out. And for those of you that are currently supporting the network in any way possible, thank you so much. It's always so, so appreciated. As for the new show, that wraps up your Tuesday edition, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow with your Humpty Dumpty Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. We'll be getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best in tech news, but until then, enjoy your Tuesday, unless you're probably in India right now. And thank you so much for listening.